Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
And then he still didn't realize the war was over, still fighting and fighting. His name is Hiro Anoda. Hiro Anoda. And then he saw a paper says that Japanese surrendered, the war is over. He didn't believe it, he thought it was a fake paper, and kept on fighting. How long? He was disappearing in a forest of the Philippines. 29 years after the war is finished, 29 years, carrying the burden, never surrender. And then after 29 years, he realized that the war was over. He starts surrendering his gun, his knife, all of these ammunitions that he had. And then he got married. But anyway, I'll tell you the story about that later on, the finishing of it. So sometimes we carry the burden, and that burden can be anything. Maybe when I was young, I felt lonely. Maybe when I was young, I was a little bit poor, didn't have much money. And then when I grew up, I become very tight. Cannot be generous. Cannot open my hand to others, to serve, to give alms. Because of my experience, I was lonely. I cannot talk to people about God. I cannot serve. So sometimes when we have these issues when we're young, it carries on with us. And it's very well known that we'll never grow spiritually if we hold on to our past. Never grow spiritually. To what extent? I was speaking to some person and he was telling me, Abuna, I cannot sleep at night time. I said, why? He says, just in case when I was young I did a mistake and I did not confess it. And I cannot sleep at night time because of this. He's carrying a burden that is even unknown to him. Just in case I made a mistake and I did not confess it. To that extent, if God forgot about doing it, can't you forgive yourself? Can't you forget it yourself? Can't sleep? Can you imagine for things that can't even remember? So sometimes the guilt we carry influences our life. Actually makes us shrink. Makes us shrink. Cannot open to the world because we feel guilt within. It's very important to get rid of it, to forget about the past. This Hiro guy, after he realized the war was over, he got married. And then one day he was reading in the paper that there was a child or young man who was angry and violent. So he decided to do something about this tug of troubled children. And he opened a school for them. And he served all the people that had troubles in his area for 30 years. Became a worldwide target school for the troubled children. Once he laid down his burden, he was able to flourish, able to help serve his community. It's exactly with us. If we carry on burdens that we were young, something that we've done to others, and we cannot let it go. I think one of the priests was saying once, this man who was over 50 years old, he has a lot of guilt. Why? Because when he was young, as a child, he had a chance to score a goal and he missed it. And he carries that guilt from when he was young. Now he's over 50. Can you imagine? So sometimes the devil puts in our heads, it is horrible. God will never forgive you. And we see that all the time. Some people confess the same thing over and over again, something they've done when they were 15, 20, and they keep on repeating because they don't believe that the Lord forgave them. To that extent, yes, they don't have the trust that the Lord forgives. The Lord is loving and He forgives. That's why when we carry the burden, we cannot flourish, cannot serve. So be careful. Whatever you have, let go. Whatever it is. You know, St. Paul said one thing I do. St. Paul did a million of things. What is it that you do, St. Paul? He says, I forget what's behind. Forget my past. I look forward to what's in front. Can you imagine if St. Paul kept on remembering how awful he was, how much he went against the Lord Jesus Christ? He would never grow. He would never grow. He'd shrink. He'd sit down at home and be miserable about all the things that he's done and would never become the great St. Paul that we know. So one thing he does, he forgets the past. Even the past, if it's good. Most of the past is bad. But anyway, if it's good, forget it. Why? It's gone. It's finished. But we look forward, what's in front of us? Our Lord Jesus Christ. So we forget about the past and look forward. What's in front of us? Our Lord. Remember in the example of a good shepherd, he says, he goes forward and the sheep follow him. Why does he go? Why is he always in front of us? To protect us, to look after us, to clear the way, to make sure that the devil does not attack us. And that's the whole purpose. Always look forward to Christ. The other thing is we have to be careful. Today, we get up in the morning, healthy, okay? Let's praise the Lord. Let's enjoy the Lord for the day. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. The days are evil, as it said. So what we do is, every day we concentrate about the day. Today, I'm fine. Let me enjoy the day with my Lord. Let me praise Him. Let me talk to Him. Let me enjoy His company. And let me enjoy the service of His children. So every morning we do that. Not worry about tomorrow. That doesn't mean we plan. We plan. But let the Lord take care of these things. Obviously we have to plan for our future, for our whatever it is coming up in our life. But the main thing is, today in my life, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Let me enjoy today. Let me forget about what happened yesterday, the day before, and the day before, and so forth. Let me worry about today. Let me enjoy today. Today in my life, I'm healthy. I have my head on me, so it's okay. I can praise the Lord, and I can enjoy the company of our Lord. God bless you all. Have an enjoyable evening with all the workshop. Glory be to God forever.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.